I was in Adelaide the other day, and I met with this man before our show. He was a man who's from Kurdistan, and he grew up in a village that had been destroyed, and his family had moved into Iraq, and they had lived during the 9-year war between Iraq and Iran. They had lived there, and partway during that war, because of their disagreement with the war, they fled to Iran. And he lived in Iran for a number of years with his family, his extended family. And everyone in the family, while they were there, were not allowed passports or visas or anything. They were just in the country of Iran, just living and trying to get by. The family pooled all their resources together, raised enough money to send one member of their family out of Iran to try to make some, you know, earn some money somewhere else so they could make a better life for the rest of the family in Iran. So he got on a boat, and he went from Iran all the way to Indonesia. He stopped in Indonesia, and he had run out of money. So he worked in Indonesia for a while, made some more money, and he was an auto mechanic. And he worked very hard just trying to hustle, fix people's cars here and there to get a little money. Finally, he raised enough money to get on another boat that he was hoping would go to New Zealand. Partway out into the middle of the Pacific, the boat decided to take a right turn, and they ended up in Darwin. He got off the boat in Darwin and then was put into a prison camp up there where he lived for 2.5 years. Didn't know what was going to happen to him. He saw a lot of brutality, people being beaten, people's teeth being knocked out, people being raped, children. And finally, one day, they decided to release him. And they put him on a bus. He had no idea where he was going. And they went on a long bus ride, ended up in downtown Adelaide. He was dropped off and said, bye-bye, you're on your own. And he, since that time, has got a little bit of money from the Australian government to live. The rest of his life, subsistence, it comes from the churches that are there that are providing some aid and some support to people. He speaks English perfectly fluently, as well as any of us, but he has a little bit of an accent. And because of that, they say he can't get a job. And he told me, you know what? They pretend like these cars speak English. All these cars are from Japan. They're telling me I can't work on them. Anyway, he was a very nice man. And so we got to talking about culture. And when I think of culture, I think of what is the most difficult time that my culture as an African-American has gone through. My ancestors came from West Africa, and some of them came from Europe. And so I try to imagine what it would have been like on a slave ship going from West Africa to the United States, not knowing where you were going to end up, not knowing why this had happened to you, laying naked in your own feces and the feces of others, eating little bits of bread, rats around you, chained together in the bottom of a cold ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean for 3 months, only to end up somewhere in the Caribbean and to be enslaved. And I tried to think, what could have got us through this when more than half of the people who made that journey were thrown overboard because they were dead? What could have gotten us through that hardship? And I thought, well, there's two things. The first one is faith, is hope. Some faith that somehow there's something greater than us that's out there that's going to help us get through. And then there's the expression of our faith and the expression of our hope, our songs and our dance and our stories and our music. And that expression is what we call culture. And every group of people around the planet has expressions of their faith and their hope and their life, and that's what we call the cultures. And I think of the culture of the West, and there's a theologian named Paul Tillich, and he writes that religion is whatever is of utmost importance to you. So I think of, what is the culture of America? What is the religion of America? Money. But culture is important because it's the thing that we lean on when times are difficult, when the times get rough, like in the bottom of a slave ship, or just on the street in Brisbane, when something has gone wrong, you sing a song, or you say a prayer, or you lean on a friend and you tell stories, or someone cooks some food for you, and it helps you to get through difficult times. And that's why culture is so important. And that's why I believe it's important that we learn to embrace all cultures. If for only the reason that when times get difficult for us, we have more to lean on, and we have more people to lean on, and we learn new ways of coping with difficulty. And so this is a song that's about cultural diversity and the fact that we shouldn't just become tolerant of other cultures, but that we should learn to celebrate, honor, and to respect diversity in all its forms.